On a tremendous Tuesday morning at 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, those were the Moody Blues with Tuesday Afternoon. And greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. Glad to have you along for the ride. I got a big show planned for you on this particular Tuesday. Later on this hour, we're going to be joined by Ron Portee, who hosts his own internet television show. He's local here from Racine, and he's celebrating his 150th upcoming show. And so we will have Ron in the studio. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about the 4th of July. It's coming up. We've got the Kenosha's Veteran Parade with Chris Coachman. She's the community relations liaison. We're going to be speaking with her. And then in the 10:30 spot, we've got Steve Jansen, who's the village president of Sturtevant, about the return of their fireworks show after a year's absence. It always happens the night before the 4th at 9 o'clock in Fireman's Park. Speaking of fireworks, we've got a big event here at the radio station on the 4th. First of all, Sweet Lou Turner and our afternoon news anchor, Janet Hoff, are going to be broadcasting their annual 4th of July parade broadcast from Uncorked in downtown Racine, starting the 4th at 9 o'clock in the morning. Lou and Janet are going to bring you highlights of the parade, and that broadcast is made possible by Uncorked at 240 Main Street in beautiful downtown Racine. And then, this is pretty cool, WRJN is going to be teaming up with the city of Racine and Melrose Fireworks to choreograph this year's fireworks show to, of course, what else? Patriotic music. So here's how this works. They literally simultaneously play this music to go along with the fireworks. But not everybody who's going to be watching the fireworks would be able to see or hear the music, rather. So all you got to do is tune into AM 1400, and you'll get to hear the music and watch the fireworks. How cool is that? So that's all coming up on the 4th. Later on this morning, we'll have your hour of power at 11 o'clock, and of course, from 12 until 2, your tremendous Tuesday lunchtime musical interlude. So there's really no reason to change your radio dial or get off this website at WRJN.com. And Mr. Mark Eichhorst is in the studio, as is his wont, on these Tuesday and Thursday community conversations. How are you?
I'm blessed. Good to see you again, Glenn.
Good to be seen. Buddy Ryan died.
Yeah, unfortunately. I had saw that we talked about that Bear special a few months back, and he did not look like he was doing well. And, heard that. And also Pat Summitt,
the former record-setting head coach of the Lady Vols, the Tennessee Volunteers, one of the greatest basketball coaches, men or women, in the history of the game.
Winningest coach ever, I believe.
Yeah, at a Division I level, for yep. Sure. Boy, she's a tough lady.
Yeah, she was. I remember when she was in her prime and stuff. Boy, her teams were so good.
She had early onset of dementia and Alzheimer's. She went pretty quick.
Yeah.
That Alzheimer's, that can last a long time.
Kind of a blessing in this case.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
So we got two major sports figures, Pat Summitt primarily and Buddy Ryan. They always go in threes. So who you got for the third?
Unfortunately, at least in my case, I was right next to the gentleman that died at.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. No. I'll talk about that in a second. But they always come in threes, and they're usually in the same arena.
Yeah, that's true. You know, from the movie industry or from sports. Yeah, let's hope it's only two this time.
Well, I mean, it's your time. It's your time. What are you gonna do?
That's true.
All right, so let's see who's old in sports that could be on the precipice. Who do you think?
Well, I'm sure there's a number of them out there.
All right, so you've got to explain to the beautiful humans what happened to you at Greek Fest. Was that on Sunday?
No, Saturday night.
Saturday night. Now, Greek Fest is a huge event here in the Racine area. 51 years they've been doing this, and there's rides for the kids, and the food is unbelievable. And when... what was her name?
Mary Helen Lucas
was in here. She brought all this delicious Greek
pastries.
It was unbelievably good. And she gave me a coupon for a Euros.
Yep.
So I thought on Saturday I would go over to the Greek church there and go for lunch. And lines weren't bad at all. And it was by far the best euros I've ever eaten in my life. And
I love
a good euros. I really do. And then on the way to the radio station yesterday morning, I heard the great Tom Carco and Mike MC Hammer Clemens talking about this tragedy, this euros-related tragedy that happened, now you say Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm going to say right around 6:30.
So, and so this guy was eating a euros. Delicious, by the way. Best euros I've ever eaten. And he didn't chew properly, apparently.
Who knows what happened, but he was, from me to you, away. I mean, less than 5 feet away. In fact, when he fell over, it was close enough where you tried to catch him. And somebody immediately started hollering, he's choking. And yet when he hit the ground, I couldn't see that he was choking. I could see him very plainly. In fact, as he was going over, his eyes went to the back of his head. And so I knew there was a major problem. And they were right there. They have a first aid station right there. Those people came running. There were police officers on the ground. They were there within seconds, began working on him. His son, I think it was his son, knew the Heimlich maneuver, was trying to work on him. But he was a heavyset gentleman, so it was a little bit difficult to get underneath there. And then they weren't able to decide it. They called a rescue squad. The rescue squad showed up minutes later, and by then they were doing some CPR on him and took him into the rescue squad, and kind of had a bad feeling when they took him away, but I was hoping for the best, but unfortunately that wasn't the case. I think they said he died something like 7:45 at the hospital. So really a tragedy. Just you go to a Greek fest, having a good time, as you say, enjoy one of the best girls around, and something like that happens. You just never know. As you just said, when it's your time, it's your time.
I have to, it's all about me. You know that, Mark.
Yes, I know.
And I was really, after hearing that happened, I was really glad that I had consumed my sandwich prior to hearing that. I don't think I would have enjoyed it as much.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. And I actually interviewed Mary Helen Lucas. When I got there, I got there a little after 6. I was looking to interview her, and she was on a run. They had run out of something, and she wasn't there. So I was just sitting there waiting and standing there walking around, and I was between the Saganaki tent and the Gyros tent, and this guy had just
come. Is it pronounced Gyros or Euros?
Gyros, I think. Gyros.
I think it's Euros.
I think you might be right.
And you love the Saganaki.
Oh, geez, it's the best. I mean, it's probably not the best for me, but a little bit here and there is not going to hurt me.
It's fried cheese, right?
Yeah. They then light it on fire with brandy, and they put it out with lemon. And they give you a little pita bread, and oh, is it good. It is just so good. One of my favorite things in the whole wide world.
Wow. Yeah, and Mary Helen Lucas knew that, too, when she was in last week.
She gave me a plateful, and it was very nice. And
so, all right, so what ended up happening?
And so they put him in the rescue squad, and they continued to work on him there, and then they took him to the hospital, and I saw the son say to the rest of the family, we need to go to the hospital. And like I said, I had this feeling the news wasn't going to be good. I was hoping and praying for him. And again, personally for me, my thoughts and prayers go to the family. This is a very tragic accident.
Oh, it's absolutely horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you something. I talk about this all the time. A good friend of mine, his father was walking across the street in Tampa, and he's a good friend of mine too, but I'm closer with the son. Both are named Steve. Steve Sr. was hit by a semi just crossing the street just about 6 weeks ago in Tampa. You never know. And this is why when people that you love are departing you, whether it be on a telephone call or you've got a family gathering, people are going to be getting together for the 4th of July weekend, you text somebody, tell them if you love them, that you love them. Because at some point, your last conversation with them is going to be your last conversation.
Yeah.
And this is reality. This is called life, ladies and gentlemen. And a lot of times, we don't want to talk about these things because they make us uncomfortable because we're all afraid of the unknown. And we really don't know exactly what's going to happen when we die, precisely. It's unknown. So we have a natural fear of the unknown, but embrace it. It's very powerful when you embrace the inevitable.
Have you ever choked on a piece of meat?
I'm trying to. I don't think so.
I have, and I was at home alone, and I gave myself the Heimlich maneuver.
How'd you do that?
And just went underneath and did this, and that thing shot out like a cannon.
Really?
Yep. And I'm not saying I would have died or whatever, but who knows? And again, you know, a very tragic. But let me say this: the people that were there came running to help. The first day, as I said, there was a first aid station there. The police officers that were there, numerous nurses that were on the ground just attending Greek Fest came to help, and other people came to help. Unfortunately, there was one individual who was trying to take pictures with his camera, but one of the Greek Fest officials promptly told him what to do with the camera.
One of the Greek bouncers.
Yeah, he was a worker. He was working at the Saganaki station, and I think, and he was well-built, young gentleman, and he just said, you put that camera or that phone away right now, and the guy did.
Well, we have the first-hand account from Mark Eichhorst, and we will be talking to you momentarily. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It is 28 minutes until 10 o'clock on a tremendous Tuesday. Speaking of tremendous, the great Tom Karku is standing by in the news center with the WRJN News Update coming next.
Rio Racine invites everyone to fabulous North Beach for a summer full of exciting volleyball action. The Badger State Games, Racine Beach Series, ROX Volleyball Series, and EVP Pro Beach Volleyball are all in this summer's lineup. Visit RioRacine.com for dates and times. Have a great summer with Rio Racine.
Tom Karkle in the AM 14.